Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle Show. Have you ever wondered if you have hidden talents? Ada Marie has taught many people to use gifts they never knew they had. Today, she is threatening to turn the table on me. This is Mary Blake, her usual host, and she is telling me that she wants to interview me to talk about some of the different instruments of divine purpose and how we function. So, Ada Marie, it's all yours.
Well, and Mary, it's really going to be all yours, because how you function to do the kind of work you do is absolutely amazing and very, very special work. So my first question to you is there anything that you need to do before you start your work so that you can be in the right mental energy and receiving from the other side?
I start out with a prayer mantra, and it was actually taught to me years ago by, believe it or not, King David, who came through with some messages for me and taught me this very wonderful prayer mantra. And that's how I begin each session, and somehow it just opens me up, and then I open up the crown chakra and pull in the energy, the creative force, and the healing energy of the universe. And we're ready to go.
That's how you start.
That's how I start.
Mm-hmm. And then do you answer questions, or do you seek the answer without a question?
It varies. When I am personally working with someone, my hands just move wherever they should go and where they're needed most, and my mouth just opens up and starts asking questions. I am a channel.
Yes. I know you're a very clear channel. So then, as you ask the questions and they answer them, so you can send the healing, correct?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, when we're on long distance, as we are in these sessions, of course, the people's questions are what I respond to, and I love to respond to other people's questions. You know.
Right. Right, because it gives you insight into the person.
Yes, it does. It's sort of like a roadmap into their energy and what they're seeking.
Mm-hmm. That tells you what you can do for them to help.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds perfectly fine.
And how about you? I know we took totally different paths to this. I know that you were born into a family of seers, and evidently it was something that was perfectly normal and something that you grew up with. I came from an opposite direction. I grew up in the Bible Belt, in which supposedly all the miracles stopped at the end of the Bible, and I know you.
That's
it's pretty silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so I really fought my gifts and my abilities and pretended from my own peace of mind that I was just giving nice massages, you know. it was a strange thing for me to it, what was normal for you was strange to me.
Right.
And so I just had to get over it.
Well, it really bothered you then, didn't it? I mean,
it
having
did.
The knowledge it, and knowing it, it really bothered you because people in your section of the Bible Belt didn't believe. They believed there was
exactly.
something was wrong with you
it,
when you knew that.
Oh, I was born weird.
Well, yeah.
That,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like my great-grandmother was called a witch, and she never did anything except answer the question. You know,
sure.
she didn't
yeah.
dig a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
She didn't stand on her head. She didn't do anything like that. She just
she didn't cut up frogs or newts or
no.
bats or anything. No. Well,
and,
there you
and
go.
She didn't have any. You know, she's just a very sweet little woman and very quiet. They
mm-hmm.
had to leave the East Coast. They were in the what is now the Chicago area, and they had
mm-hmm.
to leave to save their lives. They
well, I was born 400 miles south of Chicago, so you can just
yeah.
imagine it was worse down there.
I bet it was, yeah. So you see that?
Yeah.
Now, people automatically, you know, someone called me just a little while ago and asked a question before they ever finished talking. I said, hold it, and I gave them the answer. I didn't need the explanation. But you see, back in those days, I can remember my grandmother and my mother's mother had to flee from Chicago, and they went out north, and there's pictures on my site of the cabin that they lived in
mm-hmm.
out in that prairie. It looks so desolate. Amazing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they that's what saved their life, literally.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
So it's amazing when you realize that how far we have come in so that now you and I can speak perfectly normal, and people can call in and ask us questions, and it's wonderful, isn't it?
It is, and it has saved a lot of heartbreak and a lot of sickness and a lot of crazy things that could have happened if
mm-hmm.
we couldn't help them.
Right.
You can help somebody. That takes away the fear and the anger
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff that comes with
yeah.
it. And I think that's a blessing.
Yeah. Do you think it would be a good time to take some questions?
Yes. If you want to ask them to call in for a question, if there's someone on the line, and
we will. They're waiting. They're lined
okay.
up waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
One
then
second. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay. You've been waiting a while. Is this Faye, I believe you said
yes,
your name
sir.
Was? Okay. Ask the question.
Do you see a relationship
what?
With somebody else?
Okay. She wants to know about a relationship, Ada Marie. That's more
okay.
in your category than mine.
Oh, okay. You're asking about a relationship. Is it a man?
This is a young lady.
Okay. And is she looking for a relationship, or does she have someone she's interested in?
Okay, Faye, you answer the question.
I am interested in someone. Yes, I am interested in someone.
You're interested in someone. And is the relationship, is it new or has it been growing? Because I'm trying to look at your org field and see where your real question is. Am I going to have a relationship with this person? Is it going to be a good relationship? Or what about, you need to
yeah,
make the...
So-
Go
ahead. I've known this person for a long time, and we're just getting to know each other. So I want to know if it's going to grow, if you see it continuing, if it turns into marriage.
Okay, well, now when you're asking is it going to grow, if it's growing very slowly at this point, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. And there's some hesitation, it appears. Is that correct?
My side or his side?
Pardon?
On my side, hesitation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So when in doubt, do nothing.
Okay.
Now, just don't make a commitment when you're in doubt about a certain thing in a relationship.
Ooh, I got chills on that one. It's
right.
Coming through to, you know, don't push it.
Yeah.
Woo.
Because you know, something is hidden from you and you'd rather not know it, to be perfectly honest. Okay?
Me?
Did you understand what I said?
Yes.
I said you were better off not to know why there's a hesitation. The relation
to get into it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. That you're better to drop it.
Also, don't continue with it.
Pardon?
Don't hold out any hope for it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Faye. I hope that's helpful. Okay.
Yes.
And we'll go on to the next one. Let's see. Hello. Whoops, that's you.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello. May I ask your name?
Marilyn. This is Marilyn. Yeah.
Marilyn. Okay.
Marilyn.
Okay.
Marilyn?
You have a question?
I do. I want to use my gifts and my guidance from my soul, my inner being, from Source, to create a business. And I am thinking about a business where I can help others by counseling them through transitions, specifically career transitions. And so it's an entrepreneurial venture. The obstacle that I'm looking at really releasing and trying to view in positive light are the financial issues that I need to work through. And so I'm just wondering if you get a sense of me doing this business and overcoming these financial sort of challenges, which are waking me up in good ways, but are there nonetheless.
Mary?
Marilyn.
I see that she has somebody.
Yeah.
I see that there is somebody who will be grateful. She will be grateful for their help to get her started.
Okay.
There is someone there. I believe that the person is, that you know this person and you've talked with them, but you haven't got your plan completely laid out, correct?
Right. That's correct. I'm still formulating it, and maybe you're thinking about the coach that I'm working with who's helping me.
That could be. It's a very fine person with a lot of knowledge and a lot of truth, so you can trust them.
Oh, good. Thank you for that.
The thing that I'd like to add is that that this time of searching for finances and to establish your business is going to come in handy when you're counseling others.
Yeah.
So bless it and look forward and use it and take notes and keep a record of how you're feeling.
Oh, right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Right. And is the connection, do I have a clear connection? Am I connecting well with my higher self on this business?
It appears you are.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. I really appreciate that support.
Just keep remembering why you're doing this and what the greater good is going to be that will come from it.
Okay.
That's your clue. Okay.
There we go. Yes.
Okay.
So much.
No, hang on. You might get more answers from other people's questions.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very wonderful. Who are we speaking with?
Justin from Texas.
Well, I'm happy to have you with us, Jackson. What's your question?
Justin?
Okay.
Yeah, like just in time.
Justin, okay.
I would like, maybe if you're getting anything from spirit about my spiritual path. I feel I'm going through another awakening. You know, a lot of doubt.
There's always that. But that's the one thing that keeps spirit from working with us, right, Ada?
That is correct. What you really need to do, young man, is take a notebook. Any kind of a notebook, I don't care what it is, that you can write down any thoughts that come into your head that are not related to what you are doing at the moment. Okay, say you are working in an office and working on papers, and a thought comes through your head, go to the dime store tonight. Whether you need to do it or not, go to the dime store, because you just might meet the person you're supposed to meet. You just might find out something that you will stand you in good stead later on. In other words, when your thoughts are coming through, when you're doing something else, those are divine guidance, divine guiding thoughts. So by all means, keep your little book of shadows. Write those things down. Date and time them, and watch after about a few months how many of them are actually accurate for you.
Okay.
Do you do a lot of driving?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You might record some of your thoughts instead of if you're in the middle of a highway, you might record them instead of writing them down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's possible today. We couldn't do that 50 years ago.
For sure. You mentioned again something is changing. I have a feeling this isn't exactly new to you.
No, it's not. I actually have my own tarot card. And my own radio show. It's Infinity, the New Age Radio.
All right.
I've been off Blog Talk for a couple of years due to I have cancer. I'm almost healed from that, but so I'm trying to get back into the little swing of things.
I see. The cancer is very interesting because it was cancer that finally actually pushed me over the cliff and got me away from denial, away from denial, and into being ready to take my place in the healing community. So I'm wondering if you have connection with healers that can work with you on this.
Yeah, I believe so. I do. Or I know I do. One is my actually oncologist. But
okay. All right. Well, you need to do some soul searching and ask for the good that is coming from this condition. The thing that I've learned that helps me more than anything in my life is to look for the good in the worst possible thing that could happen to me. Sometimes it takes a while to get to it. But when you
do.
It is worthwhile. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I wanted to throw this out here, but it has nothing to do with anything. But the other lady, she reminds me of Dolores Cannon.
Oh, really?
Her voice.
Okay. Well, this is Ada Marie. And Ada Marie, would you like to give your phone number so Justin might contact you?
I can. It's in Arizona. I'm in Tucson area. It's 520-896-9510.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm actually going to be traveling up to Sedona and helping build I'm not too sure exactly when it's going to start, but it's kind of like missionary work at the UFO,
mm-hmm.
the UFO capital of the world, and it's like 37 acres, and there, you know, we build little huts or little house homes.
Yes, Yeah.
Yes, so.
I worked in Sedona many, many years ago until they finally turned it into a multi-million-dollar business up there, and a lot of it is just rinky-dink, so I don't even go there anymore. So, I live in the Tucson area, and have a small retreat house for people who want to come to do a retreat, and they can come for a three-day retreat, only a three-day, and many of them turn their life around. In fact, the last lady that left here the other day was so enthused and so ecstatically happy when she left and left a message on my phone last night. I quit taking calls at 7 p.m., but when I got up this morning, there was this wonderful message from her, and I was so happy that she finally went out of here and did what she needed to do, and everybody was on her side, which I knew they would be because they were waiting for her to make her decision. And Mary, she made the decision. And how wonderful is
good.
That?
That is marvelous.
Yeah, I'm so
well. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Justin, if you ever want to explore karmic trails into other lifetimes, you can always call me at 212-724-4081.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Can you repeat that number?
Mm-hmm. 212-724-4081. And to learn a little bit more about my work, there's the book Journals of a Healer is available on Amazon. But right now I'm working on.
We have that book.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. And
that's wonderful.
Isn't this blog radio is wonderful.
It is.
And Justin, by the way, I'm working on two two-volume second edition with a lot more explanation and a lot more kind of a thoughtful interpretation of the amazing events that happened when I first started this work.
Okay, awesome. I've been wanting to write again. I have a deck of tarot cards. It's the map of my mind and the divine. And
okay.
I just need help putting it into layman terms. I can give you the information, but it's hard for me to, you know. I had Miss Laura Dupree. She's the author of The Soldiers Left Behind. She flew down and she helped me get, you know, my book in layman's terms.
I see. Well, I really wouldn't be any help with that because my work is all intuitive and my guides seem to be kind of allergic to formulas, but any door to spirituality that opens to you is fine with me, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. I will give both of y'all a call, and thank you for the reading and the guidance.
You're welcome.
Yes, I feel that there is a new level of energy that is waiting for you to tap into it. But you have to give up a couple of things that you currently believe before you can receive a greater opening into a new truth. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but
it's
coming through. Okay. All right.
It does.
Good. Now, great. So, good luck with your radio show. I hope you're. I'm sure you're reaching some wonderful people.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And just continue and just be ready for some new channels to open for you.
Thank you. Good luck on your.
Very awesome.
And good luck on your new book, also.
Okay.
Thank you. And if Ada Marie says your new channels of energy are going to be awesome, you can just expect good things to happen.
They will happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we're down to about a minute and a half. And Ada Marie, is there anything that you would like to say?
Well, I don't know. You know, I look at the auric fields of people, and I see the wonderful intention in their consciousness and the energy around them. And I feel like we're going to be able to turn this world around, and especially our country, and get it back to where it belongs on its feet. I really believe that, because every time we talk on a talk show, there are real, genuine people who are really, really straightforward, and that's what our country was built on. People that were honest with each other, treated each other well, and worked hard. And we have a great nation.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful nation, and we have, and there are more millions of wonderful people that we have yet to meet, and I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be wonderful.
So, in 10 seconds, we have time to say love and light.
And bless everyone and bless everything you do. I'm very happy to be able to say I want to see you all healthy, happy, and joyous.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
And thank everyone for calling.
I am thanking
See you
them
next
all
week.
For calling. Yes, talk to you next week.
Bye.
Next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Okay.